to today's edition of The Bow. And as usual, my name is Mr. Dan. Stay tuned.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to today's edition of The Bow. And here I am at Beggar Camp, Kubwa, Nigeria, on this edition of Sustainable Cities and Communities. So today's edition is about Kubwa, the Beggar Camp at Kubwa. So you know, we've made this attempt several times. This is the third attempt we've made, you know, to get somebody to speak with The Bow and give us a perspective about this community. So I was able to get someone. Yes. Good evening, how are you?
I'm fine, sir. Good evening, sir.
Okay, so basically tell me, how long have you been here?
I've been here for over 22 years.
Wow, okay, so we can say that you were born here?
Yes, I'm born here in Beggar Camp.
Okay, so basically looking at the infrastructure, let me give us a mental picture about this place. It's more of a slum, you know, it's a housing. It's called Beggar Camp because just like I got to find out from people, the workers of Julius Beggar, you know, for Kubwa, the workers in Kubwa used to stay here, and that was how they got the name. So walking you through, this place is located more like on the entry point of Kubwa, on the entry point of Kubwa. But I want to know from the person that is resident here, sir, is there any crime, you know, that is committed here?
I don't think there are crime committed in this place, Beggar Camp.
Okay. No crime at all, no prostitution, no smoking weed, no stealing phone?
No, they don't do that in Beggar Camp, because if you do that, caught, you'll be caught. And if you are being caught, the security here, we discipline the individuals and the members of this place.
Okay, so basically, he has said it. But just to give you a mental picture of this Beggar Camp, Kubwa, it's more of a slum. It houses a population of over 100 people. It has turned into a low cost accommodation for people. It's squeezed in, you know, the front. On the front, you have the CKC, Church, a Catholic church, with an Anglican church and a Presbyterian church right in front. And to the left flank, you have the Army Estate. To the right flank, you have a couple of hospitality firms and residential firms, residential buildings, decent residential buildings, and of course the popular FCDA, the very decent FCDA. So one thing about this place is they have not had light in some time. How long have they not had light? Have you not had light here?
Yeah, they took our lights in the year 2017.
Wow, 2017. Yeah, you want to say something else?
From that time till now, we don't have light again.
Okay, so 2017 and this is 2024. So for 7 years, over 100 people have not had light here. And, you know, it's so sad that the houses, you know, most of the houses don't even have mosquito nets, and a couple of businesses, you know, set up by women, you know, mothers, young girls trying to just make a decent living here. Now, one thing I can tell you for free is that the drainage system here is shocking. You know, it's all messy, and the building here, none of the buildings have been painted at all. The roofing here is slightly old. Do you have any issues of mosquito bites here around?
Yeah, we do have a mosquito bite in this our place due to no organization that we control the environment, that we sanitize and fumigate the environment properly.
Okay. Yeah, that's a resident's view, you know. Of course, no fumigation done here, and I can tell you a couple of the windows here, some of them are still using louvers, you know, glass, and there's no mosquito nets in some of the houses. So is there any, what are the tribes that reside here? I know you are Igbo. Which other tribes reside here?
Okay, we have different language. Okay. In this place, namely we have the Igbos, Yoruba, Astia, Igalas, Hausa, some other tribes too, but I can't mention. But the one I mention is the tribe that I know most in this place.
Okay, thank you so much, my brother. That's it, you know. So as we strive for goal 11, sustainable cities and communities, it's important that the government and individuals, you know, that have money come and make this place sustainable, you know, make it inclusive, because I don't think that any person with a form of disability can actually reside here. You know, I usually come here, you know, if I want to have a wake-up call, because coming here, you would... What was that? What just fell?
Stone.
Okay, somebody has used a stone maybe to hold a part of his window, and that's what you just heard fall at the background. So that's how bad it is, you know. Now coming here gives me a chill, you know, lets me realize that there are still some people that are not so rich, people that don't even know what richness is. So it's important that people that have money and the federal government of Nigeria come here and, you know, give this place a facelift, so that we'll have an inclusive habitation, a sustainable community where people grow up with good health, decent living, decent work, and make good choices to also be agents of development wherever they find themselves. Thank you for listening to today's edition of The Bow here at Beggar Camp, Kubwa, Nigeria. Thank you and good night. Hi everybody, welcome to today's edition of The Bow, and here I am at Beggar Camp, Kubwa, Nigeria, on this edition of Sustainable Cities and communities. So today's edition is about Kubwa, the beggar camp at Kubwa. So you know, we've made this attempt several times. This is the third attempt we've made, you know, to get somebody to speak with the Bao and give us a perspective about this community. So I was able to get someone. Good evening, how are you?
I'm fine, sir. Good evening.
Okay, so basically tell me, how long have you been here?
I've been here for over 22 years.
Wow, okay, so we can say that you were born here?
Yes, I'm born here in Bega camp.
Okay, so basically looking at the infrastructure, let me give us a mental picture about this place. It's more of a slum, you know, it's a housing, it's called beggar camp because just like I got to find out from people, the workers of Julius Beggar, you know, for Kubwa, the workers in Kubwa used to stay here, and that was how they got the name. So walking you through, this place is located more like on the entry point of Kubwa, on the entry point of Kubwa. But I want to know from the person that is resident here, sir, is there any crime, you know, that is committed here?
I don't think there are crime committed in this place, Bega camp.
Okay. No crime at all, no prostitution, no smoking weed, no stealing phone?
No, they don't do that in Bega camp, because if you do that, caught, you'll be caught. And if you are being caught, the security here, we discipline the individuals and the members of this place.
Okay, so basically, he has said it. But just to give you a mental picture of this beggar camp, Kubwa, it's more of a slum. It houses a population of over 100 people. It has turned into a low cost accommodation for people. It's squeezed in, you know, the front. On the front, you have the CKC church, a Catholic church, with an Anglican church and a Presbyterian church right in front. And to the left flank, you have the Army Estate. To the right flank, you have a couple of hospitality firms and residential buildings, decent residential buildings, and of course the popular FCDA, the very decent FCDA. So one thing about this place is they have not had light in some time. How long have they not had light? Have you not had light here?
Yeah, they took our lights in the year 2017.
Wow, 2017. Yeah, you want to say something else?
From that time till now, we don't have light again.
Okay, so 2017 and this is 2024. So for 7 years, over 100 people have not had light here. And, you know, it's so sad that the houses, you know, most of the houses don't even have a mosquito net, and a couple of businesses, you know, set up by women, you know, mothers, young girls trying to just make a decent living here. Now, one thing I can tell you for free is that the drainage system here is shocking. You know, it's all messy, and the building here, none of the buildings have been painted at all. The roofing here is well, could, slightly old. Do you people, do you have any issues of mosquito bites here around?
Yeah, we do have a mosquito bite in this our place due to no organization that we control the environment, that we sanitize and fumigate the environment properly.
Okay. Yeah, that's a resident's view, you know. Of course, no fumigation done here, and I can tell you, a couple of the windows here, some of them are still using louvers, you know, glass, and there's no mosquito nets in some of the houses. So, is there any what are the tribes that reside here? I know you are Igbo. Which other tribes reside here?
Okay, we have different language okay. in this place. Namely, we have the Igbos, Yoruba, Astia, Igalas, Hausa, some other tribes too. But I can't mention. But the one I mentioned is the tribe that I know most in this place.
Okay. Okay, thank you so much, my brother. That's it, you know. So as we strive for goal 11, sustainable cities and communities, it's important that the government and individuals, you know, that have money come and make this place sustainable. You know, make it inclusive, because I don't think that any person with a form of disability can actually reside here. You know, I usually come here, you know, if I want to have a wake-up call, because coming here, what was that? What just fell?
Stone.
Okay, somebody has used a stone maybe to hold a part of his window, and that's what you just head fall at the background. So that's how bad it is, you know. Now coming here gives me a chill, you know, lets me realize that there are still some people that are not so rich, people that don't even know what richness is. So it's important that people that have money and the federal government of Nigeria come here and, you know, give this place a facelift, so that we'll have an inclusive habitation, a sustainable community where people grow up with good health, decent living, decent work, and make good choices to also be agents of development wherever they find themselves. Thank you for listening to today's edition of The Bow here at Beggar Camp, Kubwa, Nigeria. Thank you and good night.